Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hardwood winter September wheat, 6.23¾, down 2½. December, 6.31, down 11¾. Soft September wheat, 5.41½, down 8¾. December, 5.54¼, down 9¼. September corn, 3.55¾, down 3¼. December, 3.63¼, down 1½. July is 3.91¼, down 1½. September soybeans, 11.02¾, up 13¼. November, 10.33½, up 9¼. Go out to July of 15 at 10.59½, up 9¼. September soybean meal, 4.45.40, up 5.90. September soybean oil, 32.45, up 41. October live cattle, 153.45, up 2.07½. September feeders, 220.85, up 2.20. And October lean hogs are $100.32½, and they are also up 2.20.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Learned Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Learned Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Hey, it's Tuesday already, Dave.
Oh, yeah, Good Wayne morning. Nelson. That's right. You know, I was fine until just
yesterday.
I knew what day it was when I started the broadcast. Wayne Nelson, L&M Commodities, out of New Market, Indiana, on the phone. Wayne, last week, from a basis standpoint, was pretty violent. And I'm kind of wondering if we're expecting more of the same this week.
I think we're going to continue to see wild basis moves. Depending on how soon we can get some of this new crop rolling and fill back in the pipeline. You know, we're surprised at the tightness of basis on old crop corn. We shouldn't have a tight carryover like we do in the beans, but and it isn't like the bean basis, but it is quite tight for this time of year, especially with the size harvest we're looking at. But the bean basis has been extremely wild. You know, it dropped drastically last week, and I think they put a little resurgence back that in with a little rain down through the Delta.
Well, I think corn's become scarce in some areas.
Corn is scarce in some areas. We've heard of some ethanol plants that don't know if they will have enough to run the week here unless they can buy some. We just talked to a customer on the phone that had to go to Lafayette this morning, and he said the trucks were lined up way out on the road out from Staley's and Lafayette. So, you know, here we are. We say it isn't moving in some places, but it sure is in others.
Do end users believe that producers are going to dump at harvest? Do they really believe that at this point?
They sure like to believe that. You know, by the way they were acting with the deferred bids and everything along the way, well, we've got some very wide bases for all fall stuff, but yet we've got some very extremely attractive bases for quick shipment. So, you know, they're believing in the glut of things that we're going to see things move. I mean, there's definitely a big crop out there, and the question mark of does everybody have room to put it away? But a lot of bins have been built in the last few years.
24 billion bushels can be put away by farmers this fall. And I bet 24 billion bushels aren't going to get put away.
You know, we sure are hearing the talk recommendations from most all of the advisors to store what you can store, to store corn first and beans second, and to go on like that. And I think, you know, that's going to be the mode of the farmer out here for most things. But I do believe that the basis levels we are paying for quick shipment is going to entice a lot of the early harvest into the marketplace.
Well, but it's going to need quick shipment plus other perks, won't it? Won't it need some free dry down, that kind of thing?
That sure wouldn't hurt. I mean, whatever it's going to take to draw some early corn to begin with is going to be good. I think that as we look at it here, If the ethanol plants want to keep going, and they've got tremendous profit levels right now, they're going to be able to offer some of those perks to keep the corn rolling. Either that, or maybe they could talk to the Canadian National Railway and maybe get some trains moving on North Dakota.
Yeah, we just need a few locomotives. We got enough cars. We need a few locomotives.
Whatever it takes. But, I mean, you would think that that would be something we could love to see some mm-hmm. corn move out of that area and help those guys out.
We have a report coming up, I think the second week of September, thereabouts. And there's been a lot of talk already about whether or not that will shake anything in the marketplace very much one way or another. A lot of people are saying it may not be much of a market mover because corn prices are pretty low as they are, and we also can let basis do the heavy lifting, and also because it'll be October before we get the acreage numbers. What does Wayne think?
Well, I think the next government report will be a market mover just because of the indications a little farther down and some better numbers. But everything that you said there is very true. I mean, along with the way is we're not going to have the real acreage numbers. One of the things that a lot of the bulls are really talking about is that we don't have as many corn acres to start with, and then some that didn't get planted along the way. And that can make a heck of a difference on what we're looking at as far as the corn crop. You know, as far as the bean crop, we're going to have a lot of beans harvested by that point in time. We're going to have actual yields. We're going to be able to apply those. And we're going to see if the farmer has sold any beans, you know, by the October report. We're, you know, just, you know, less than 2 weeks away for the next report. We're not going to be into bean harvest enough to know what the farmer's doing.
No, it'll be too early still. So at the end of the day, we still have to market some of this. And I suspect a lot of people are probably going to sit on their hands for a while and look and be patient with this.
I think that that is basically what it should be done out there. We like to sit on the hedges we have right now. You know, we're maybe selling a few pops in the beans if we can get a little more there that way to get a few more beans marketed. You know, and we're advising anybody that could have any quick shipment beans is to sit tight and try to take advantage of those.
Turn our attention to the livestock sector where, from a futures side, live cattle feeders, lean hogs have regained their legs after a little bit of a downshift in the last three, 4 weeks.
Well, I mean, as you look at things, there's, you know, less cattle been put on feed every month. We're having a lot of problems, you know, satisfying the beef market. The pork market seems to be, you know, the lower numbers also along with it. And we're finding that, you know, it is clearing out at the retail level. So, you know, we just don't have the numbers we had before, and they're going to have to be paying up to get them.
Cash is well above the futures still.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another reason we can't just fall out of bed here, just like we can't seem to fall out of bed with the beans here today with the cash level so much higher than the board.
What do you make of the wheat market today?
Well, okay, we walked in last night. We said, hey, Russia's looking for or trying to talk a ceasefire in the Ukraine.
Right.
We come in this morning, we see the Ukraine didn't want it, and there's fighting going on, and they're yelling and screaming for more sanctions. And what is the biggest product that comes out of that area?
Wheat.
And we see wheat and corn down, and we see beans that Russia doesn't really produce and they get in the export market up. So confusion would be the best word.
Well, that's what the function of the market is, to leave us confused by the end of the day.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at a full recap of where futures are trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 6.23¾, down 2.5. December, 6.29¾, down 13. Soft September is 5.40, down 10.25. December, 5.52½, down 11. September corn is 3.55¼, down 3¾. December, 3.62¼, down 2.5. And July, at 3.90¼, down 2.5. September soybeans are 10.98¼, up 8¾. November, 10.31¾, up 7.5. January, 10.39¼, up 7. July, 10.57½, up 7¼. September soybean meal, 4.45, up 5.50. October, 3.00. 68.30, up 520. September soybean oil, 32.32, up 28. October, 32.27, up 26. October live cattle, 153.35, up 190, 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.